with a look at what's happening this morning is Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. It's likely to be crowded around Franklin Township schools today. Students return, but their parents had to pay extra this year for bus service, and many aren't. So a lot of traffic from parents dropping off their kids is expected. School officials say they have plans for staff to help control the traffic, and some IMPD officers will be assisting for the first few days of school. IPS started back on Monday, and workers there are looking for about 7,000 students who haven't shown up yet. That's actually an improvement from last year, but attendant staff are visiting homes to find the missing students and get them into school. A state health official says Indiana will have to deal with an influx of people seeking mental health and substance abuse care once the Federal Affordable Care Act goes into effect. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Gina Eckert, who heads Indiana's Division of Mental Health, briefed the Commission on Mental Health and Addiction Tuesday. She outlined the department's outlook for the future, saying the federal health care law will bring with it a greater need for mental health and addiction care services.
We believe there's a large number of individuals with substance use disorders in particular, but also mental illness, who currently may not be eligible for Medicaid, who will get coverage.
Eckert says in order to meet increased demand, the state is already trying to focus on coordinating care and trying to keep patients out of long-term care facilities.
Continued major emphasis on home and community-based services and moving away from institutional care.
The commission will continue to meet throughout the summer. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
State health officials say the smoking rate in Indiana has dropped to an historic low. State-based health surveys found 21.2% of adults smoked last year. That's down from 23.1% in 2009 and 27.4% in 2001. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the median rate for smoking in the U.S. was 17.3% last year. Manchester College says it will lead an interfaith initiative to boost literacy and reduce hunger in its community. Officials from the school in North Manchester, about 30 miles west of Fort Wayne, were among 200 representatives from higher education and seminaries who gathered at the White House last week for the president's Interfaith and Community Service Campus Challenge. Campus pastor Walt Wilczek says Manchester will partner with local churches to provide tutoring in satellite centers and houses of worship. It already provides 3,000 tutoring hours annually to elementary schools and literacy centers. The partnership also will support soup kitchens and a food bank. And more than 40,000 people are expected to attend a Christian music festival in South Bend Saturday. The World Pulse Festival will be celebrating its 25th year. The annual fest began as a birthday celebration for a radio station. The festival coordinator says it's hard to predict just how many people are going to show up because the tickets are free, and the event has drawn more than 50,000 people in the past. Eight acts are scheduled to perform during the day-long concert. WFYI weather, today through Friday, mostly sunny. The 90s are over. Highs today and tomorrow around 80. Low tonight, 56. Friday's high, 84. Saturday, mostly cloudy with the chance of showers and thunderstorms. High, 82. Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny with highs near 82. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 66 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It's 6:34 now. In sports, the Colts continue to get ready for their preseason opener. That's coming up Saturday night at St. Louis. They practice twice today, first at 9:30 this morning, then tonight at 7:30. Head coach Jim Caldwell updated Peyton Manning's progress yesterday.